So the Gemara Chavav and Bey said that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel Shita was Af Kol Tzemer Upishtim is going on all begodim. There's no such thing as Tumas begodim. Doesn't make difference Nige Batim if it's Shrotzim, unless it's Tzemer Upishtim. Af Kol is Marbe. All begodim in the Torah is Legabe Tumas Negoyim or any Kabbalah Tuma is only Tzemer Upishtim. Comes Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Zok Abaya in the middle of the Omad, Omar Abaya, Hai Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, Mapik Midich Tanit Rebbe Shmuel. There's another Tanit Rebbe Shmuel that says the opposite. The Tanit Rebbe Shmuel begged Eini Ela begged Tzemer Upishtim. Minayin L'Rabbi Tzemer Gmalim, Tzemer Anovim, Nutzah Shel Izim, Shirayin V'Klach V'Srikin, different types of silk. And Tosfos explains that it's called Tzemer Gmalim. It's not part of Tzemer. Stam Tzemer is Tzemer Kvosim. This is called Tzemer Gmalim. It's not called Tzemer Stam. So it's a different entity. It's not Tzemer Upishtim. And how do you know that in this Rabbi in the Parsh of Tumas Shrotzim, which is also Tumas Begodim? It says oy by Tumas Shrotzim. So we see clearly that there's another Tanit Rebbe Shmuel. Rav Amar no, it's not a stira. The Tanit Rebbe Shmuel and Chavam and Beis is talking about the other begodim do not have a Tumas begodim if it's not Tzemer Pishtim, if it's only 3x3, that's boys. However, shloisha islay, but three tvachim there is such a musik, and that's the gemara in Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. It's not mapich mi'ir tana de b'shemol. It's talking about something else. It is stem together. One is talking about gimel tvachim. One is talking about gimel tzboys. Zok the gemara. So that's Rava's teretz. In fact, how could Rava say such a teretz? But Rava the omer shloisha shloisha b'shab gadam el rajba according to Shimon Lozi islay letana de b'shemol leslay. Rava was goofed the one that was different than Abayin said that shloisha shloisha is only the Shimon ben Lozer. Tana de b'shemol does not hold of shloisha shloisha being just because it's larger, three tvachim, suddenly there's a din of tumas b'gadim. So come on, hoda be Rava mehi. Rava retracted. Rava retracted. And that's how we talk. It's not a stira in the two Tana de b'shemols, and Rava is not as he retracted from what he said before. Another teretz in this second Tanit Rebbe Shmuel that says Kol is lasuye tzemer nutzim tzemer anovim tzemer gmalim. V'iboyseima horav popa amoro. Rav Popa Omar, because Rav Popa said af kol lasuye kilayim. When we said Tanit Rebbe Shmuel's mem and chavom and beis that said that. By one of them it says Tzemer Upishtim. So Mala Halon Tzemer Upishtim, Af Kol Tzemer Upishtim. We were under the assumption means Af Kol means all begodim. All begodim is only Tzemer Upishtim. Whenever it comes to Tumah, it's only Tzemer Upishtim. Comes Rav Papa and says, no, Af Kol is not going in all begodim. There are begodim that are Metama, even not Tzemer Upishtim. But Shenkin Af Kol is coming to be Marbe Kilayim. That Kilayim is only by Tzemer Upishtim, the din of Shatness. For that you need a pasuk. Kilayim behedik sibe. State loy silba shatnes tzemer upishtim yachtov. There's a pasuk that says loy silba shatnes tzemer upishtim. That the ingredients of kilayim is tzemer upishtim. So Gemara sagt that chamina hanimili derech levisha. Maybe that's only when you wear something, then it's tzemer upishtim. Aval bahalo, but it's merely halo, not actually wearing, just putting it over your shoulder. So called tre mini oser. Then maybe any two minim tarovis will be oser, even not tzemer upishtim. So how could that be? When it's real avisha, when your body is totally being nana, mikalayim. So I'm a tzemer pishtim. It's only tzemer pishtim in midiachin eloi halol koshkein. So for sure, it should only be tzemer pishtim. It can't be suddenly more chomer if it's less hano. Elad rapopa bedusu. This rapopa that says af kol is marbi kalayim is bedusa. It's a joke. It's a toast. It's a mistake. There's no such steretz. So now we're back to the stira in Tanit Rebbe Shmuel according to this. Avdem zok de gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, af kol, that which Tanit Rebbe Shmuel sen chavom ha mebeiz, that ma tzem pishtim, ma porat l'mechoz, porat l'mechoz, akosu bebegodim, tzem pishtim, af kol tzem pishtim, is not going on all begodim, that all tumas begodim, it's only tzem pishtim, but af kol, zok de mochav zayim ha mebeiz, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, af kol, la'asuye tzitzis, that tzitzis, is you're not mechayiv tzitzis, mit a reiser, only on a beggar that's tzemer upishtim. The only beggar that's chayim in the rice is either tzemer or pishtim only.
Zok the Gemara, tzitzis behedyek siv, it state lo yisil ba shatnes, and is a smichas of tzemer upishtim. Uksiv gdilim ta'as alecho, the smichas of gdilim ta'as alecho, after lo yisil ba shatnes tzemer upishtim. So we know clearly that tzitzis mid the rice, gdilim, is only on a beggar of tzemer upishtim. So you don't need afkol for that. It's a pasuk of the ifidash and smichas. Zog the gemara salg that chamini. You might think could the rava? There's a stira because rava proposes the following stira. The rava rami ksiv hakonof. It says Hakonov Psil Tcheles. So we know already that it's going on the Konov because it says earlier, Kanfer Bigdayim. So what's the extra posik of Hakonov? The extra word? Zog the mother, Min Konov, is come to tell me that you only chayev on tzitzis, the min of the konof, whatever the material the beggar is, that's what the material of the tzitzis is. And if you have silked begodim, so then the tzitzis is what's chayev is only on tzitzis of silk. That's what's part of the beggar. So on the one hand it says min konof, uksiv, and on the other hand it says tzemru pishtim yachdov is mashma. That it can be made from anything. Tzitzis doesn't have to be dafka the min of the konov. It's tzemru pishtim. Zogma hoketzad. Tzemru pishtim, poitrim be'me minum ben shaloi b'minum. When you have tzemru pishtim, then poitrim be'me minum ben shaloi b'minum. Tzitzis strands itself from tzemru or pishtim do not have to be similar to the beged. It can part to any beged. However, shar minim, if the tzitzis are made from other minim, then it's only b'minon poitrim. Shaloi b'minum ben poitrim. Other minim, then you're only going to pater you, then you only climb the mitzvah of tzitzis when it's the same min of the beged. So you might think, that's indeed the din, that Hakonov is telling me, that it only, if it's shar minim, it's only be min on poitrom. Komash melon, lasuye kol, that not like that, that tzemru pishtim works even shaloi be minom. That means according to Rava, all begodim, if it's tzitzah tzemer pishtim, it's chayev. And according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, only tzemer pishtim is called a beged.
There is a big machlekes in the Rishonim, and really machlekes mechab and Ramah, like Tosis points out over here. Sal gedaitach kiduki de Rava, loigas in a kiduki, we don't have that gersa, the guf milsa de Rava, we mapi b'reish yivomis. V'nira, avagad fekat chelatzom Rav Nachman, shiroin p'turim in a tzitzis. The kaim along kerova de basrohu. The chai b'tzitz mit deraisa, meaning Tosis passing like Rava, that all Rava holds that there's a stira, and Kamash v'lon that all begodim are chayiv and tzitzis mit deraisa, and the Rosh passes like Dan and Menoches, and the Motcha passes like Rava. However, the Ram and the Rif passing like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that no, the Af Kol is only tzemu and pishtim is chayiv mit deraisa. All other begodim are only chayiv mit derabonon. Katan is only chayiv mit derabonon. The Mechaber and Simon Tes, Taka Paskins, like the Rambam, and like the Rif, that only Tzema Pishtim is Chayim Midaraisa, but the Ramah clearly Paskins, like the Tos and like the Rosh, that it's Chayiv, other Begodim are Chayiv Midaraisa too. Other Begodim are Chayiv Midaraisa too. It's Yedua that the Maaseh Rav stated that the Goyin was Makpid to wear Begodim Dafka of cotton. Not Tzemer.
Really?
Yeah, Dafka Katan. And Chazanish also. You see all the pictures. Chazanish, B'chaim Kanievsky only wore Katan.
Really?
Yeah. Look at the picture. You ever see B'chaim Kanievsky? White tzitzis. Never wore Tzemer. Never wore Tzemer. What's the pshat? So there's many pshatim written in the Maaseh Rav, on the Tzvarim, on the Maaseh Rav. Why was the going Makpid on Katan, Dafka, not Tzemer Pishtim? One pshat is because he wanted to Mekayim the Psakad Ramah, the Dafka. Other pshat is he wanted to Mekayim the din derabonon, besides the din deraisa, because if you wear it semi, you only mekayim deraisa, and deraisa he was mekayim with the talus godel. He wore talus and tefillin all day. Oh. So he wanted mekayim dafka the din derabonon, besides the din deraisa. Shmuel Salan brings a reason, many reasons brought down.
More than one.
He wore a talus godel, and he wore a talus godel, like we do. Oh. But he wore a talus godel the whole day. He wanted mekayim, even if he didn't wear it all day, he wanted to wear mekayim the din derabonon too, besides the din deraisa. Like Sosur. The Chazanish was makpid in al katan because they held that semer. Wool is not a beged, especially in Bnei Brak. It's hot in America too. In the summer, it's hot. Starting from the next 6 months, it's very hot. So it's not a beged. If something that you're schwitzing, it is not a shame beged. So it had to be dafka, something that is not. There are many reasons brought down. But upon him, it's a machlokes we showing him if other begodim are chayiv midaraisa. It's only tzemer. That those that wear a dafka tzemer for this reason, because it's a mechaber that it's only tzemer is the raisa. But there are those that wore dafka katan because they wanted a mekayim, either the Rabbanon or other reasons that are brought down, or because of the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Paskins clearly,
like Rav and Katan would be the Raisa too.
Now, a beged of, let's say, or is behedyan ismayit, a leather beged. It's not a shame beged. The question in the poiskim is, let's say you have a beged made out of nylon. Nylon is not woven b'chlal. So is that a miyat? If any, is all begodim that are not woven be'edyan is mayat? Or when we marbe shar begodim that are woven, that are not semer pishtim, are we marbe all begodim? If hein today nylon is a beged, if you wear some type of beged made out of nylon, so then it would be considered a beged. Or no, is the vard yer marbe arigas, we woven things that are not semer pishtim? Or no, anything that you're wearing, we include it. Maybe or maybe not, that's a beged is mayat. Or beged or that it's not, it's a different type of beged. But the question is, legabe, these type of begodim that are not woven.
Zog, tzitzis klayim today or not? Wool?
No, today we don't wear linen. We don't wear linen. Tzitzis are wool and the either cotton or wool and the threads are not made out of linen. They're made out of wool. Zog, digamoga. Omer avacha berei derove l'ravashi. L'tanet v'erbi shmoel. According to Rav Nachum by Yitzchok's understanding of Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, Ma'ay shnol inyan tuma de ma'abishah begodim. When it comes to begodim, when it comes to tuma, I mean, your ma'abishah begodim, dechsiv oy beged. Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, we had an Omid Aleph that said that your ma'abishah begodim, we said, tzeme gmalim, tzeme anovim, nutshalizim, shgayim yiklach v'sirikin. We said, is that lafuki the first Tanit Rebbe Shmuel or not? But the point is, he's marba linyan tuma shar begodim because of oy beged. Hochanami lema l'rabbe shar begodim ma'ashe techasabo. Maybe be marba other begodim from ashe techasabo. When it comes to tzitzis, there's a ribuy ashe techasabo. So maybe be marba other begodim too. Zog d'gmoga, that's not marba other begodim, but rather haul asui ksus suma huda osa. It's coming to be marba a ksus of a suma, a blind person. Because after all, the Tanya steht in Breise uri isa moisoi. You have to see the tzitzis. Prat le ksuz laylo. So ksuz laylo is nismayet. A ksuz that's miyuchat for laylo is nismayet. You're not chayim in tzitzis, pajamas. What, that's why you don't wear tzitzis on your cover? Miyuchat for laylo. Cover might be four corners. Might be halo. No, because it's ksuz laylo. So just like prat le ksuz laylo is nismayet. So ato oime prat le ksuz laylo that ksuz laylo is nismayet. Oyen al prat le ksuz suma. Maybe my susuma, a blind person's beged. Zog demo no kshoyim ashet chasabo harek susuma amur. So you marbek susuma. Hamayim mekayim ruisem. Or you say, what about ruisem? The suma doesn't see. Zog demo pralek sus lailo. That you marbek sus lailo from the fact that it says ruisem. Umarois the rabbi suma lohitzik sus lailo. Why is suma this rabbi from ashet chasa? And why is sus lailo nismayet from ruisem? So Gemara, Ma'aban Ksusuma sheyesh nebriya etzel acherim. Ksusuma, other people can see. Umoitzin Ksus Laila she'ein nebriya etzel acherim. Ma'ashen Ksus Laila, nobody can see. Zok Rashi she'ein nebriya v'imar binon leim ashet achasa ka'akas leir ruisim. You're being oiked the din of ruisim. Ma'ashen nebriya not being oiked the din of ruisim. Ruisim kafi acherim. You still be mekayim. Zok Gemara ve'emel rabbe shab godim. Maybe it's coming to be marbe stam other types of begodim and naksus suma. So why are we saying it's semer pishtim? So gemara mistavra koi b'tzemer pishtim marbe tzemer pishtim. We're discussing tzemer pishtim, so you be marbe begodim of tzemer pishtim that are relevant to a suma that are reisem by other people. Mashenge koi b'tzemer pishtim marbe shab begodim echtes be marbe shab begodim before you marbe tzemer pishtim by suma. So we stick to tzemer pishtim and the riba is going on tzemer pishtim dafka.
Good people.
A taste over here, a small taste, zok taste is mistavra, koi b'tzemer, so you marbe ksus suma, which is also tzemer pishtim, loy shach l'mifach adarabah, koi b'royin, you're talking about people that see, so marbe royin, koi b'royin, marbe sumin, why is suddenly being marbe sumin, which is not the same parasha that we're discussing? Zok taste is no, do ikra mitzvah hi betalis, v'loy ba'odom. Taisa over here saying alumna shechilik. The mitzvah tzitzis is a din in the talis. It's not a din in the person. Shemein loy talis bas dalat knofa is potem in a tzitzis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. That means if you have a talis ben dalat kamfas, then you chayv in tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah on the mitzvah kiyumis on the mensh. It's not a mitzvah on the gave to mekayim to a mitzvah kiyumis. So Meli can't say koi beroyin, misra beroyin. Be misrabe royin, mean the other begodim by people that see versus suma that doesn't see him and tem and pishtim. So Tos means
that not that it's a din in the Chefza, din in the Talis. It could be a din in the Gavra. But Pshat is a din in the Gavra mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And that's what Tosfos means when he says it's a mitzvah, the ikka mitzvah is betalis, v'loy ba'odom. Not the pshat that it's a mitzvah on the chefza, it's a lafuke mitzvah on the gavra. Of course it's a mitzvah on the person. Just it's a mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And that's what it means. It's a mitzvah on the talis, meaning it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So ksus lana that's bottom mitzitzes is a machlik zishoinim, exactly what that means. The Rambam learns that ksus lailo means the zman of lailo. That means even a beged yoim, not the type of beged, not pajamas, lafuke clothing that you wear in the daytime. The beggar that you wear at nighttime, even as a beggar yoim, is part of the tzitzis. And the beggar that you wear in the daytime is chayiv in tzitzis. It's the kaveya is the zman of the levisha. Tosfos in Kedushin learns the kaveya is not the zman of the levisha, but it's the type of beggar that you're wearing. A beggar that's miyuchad for Laila is part of the tzitzis, even if you wear it in the daytime, meaning pajamas. And a beggar that's miyuchad for levisha b'yoim is chayiv in tzitzis, even if you wear it at night. L'maisa l'gavi de brocha, it's something brocha l'hokel, so you don't make a brocha only by a beged miyuchad liyoim that you wear in the daytime. And that's all discussion l'gavi sleeping with tzitzit at night. Are you mekayim a mitzvah as a beged yoim that you're punked wearing at night? Or fakert, if you want to make the brocha on the beged, so then it's that beged is a beged that's worn at night also, so then you can make a brocha on that, should make on a different beged. That's a different minhagim to people bedavka sleeper tzitzis or bedavka not sleeper tzitzis. Let's see the last gemara till the Mishnah zok the gemara. Omer Abaye, Reb Shimon ben Loza ever sumchus omer davar echot. Reb Shimon ben Loza said that you cannot use schach from pishtin because pishtin is mekabel tuma and mekabelas tuma. That was the beginning of the sugya. Two blad ago, Reb Shimon ben Loza said. Umesachim boy, kol yoytzim in the eights does not have tumas shalosh shalosh three eights boys. Umesachim boy and it's gedule kaka. If it's yoytzim in the eights, use it for schach. Chutz mi pishton, pishton is excluded. So Reb Shimon loses din that pishton is excluded from schach. V'sumchus and also sumchus also holds that it cannot be used for schach. The mere fact that it's mekabel tumas negoyim makes it possible schach, even if it's not mekabel tumas for other tumas, meaning. Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Meis would not be Mekabel Tumah. The mere fact that it's Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, that already makes it that's possible Schach. Reb Shimon Loza Hoda Moron, that we said before, that Yinam Esachim Bepishton. It doesn't say Beged Pishton, meaning even just a mere Agudov Pishton, that was not even Nitve into Chutim yet. That itself makes it, even before it's a shame Beged, it's Shaykh Tumas Negoyim on that. And because other tumas you need to have a shem beged. The din of shesi ve'erev is only by negoyim. So this din of tumas negoyim makes it already possible for schach, the mere fact that it's mekabel tumas negoyim. That's a shem eloza shita. Sumchas detanya, sumchas oimer, sichecha betovui psula. If you mesach the schach and we use tovui, meaning threads, even before it's a beged, it's possible for schach. Why? Mibneshem metame ben goyim, black and white, clearly because metame ben goyim. Zogmo kaman, meaning it doesn't have to be metame other tumas, tumas maget, tumas sheret. The mere fact metame ben goyim, even merely a thread, is ready that it can be used for schach, even though it's pishtin and it's gduli karka. Zogmo kaman, who is the shita like that Sumcha says that tovui is metame begodim even before the process of libun? Even before the process of putting it in the tanur and whitening it, so gemar ki high tanur like the sheet of Rameya, the tanan state a mission negoyim shesi ve'erev mitame ben negoyim miyad shesi ve'erev mitame ben negoyim right away as soon as it's tovui div Rameya even before the next process. Rabbi Yudai Mino, the si is when mishe yishla only after you mevashal it in a pot and then it's roi to be melabanit. Va'erev is taka mitame biyad. Va'unin shall pishton, and that unin, meaning agudas of pishton, are mitame mishi islabnu, after you put it into an oven. So sumchas clearly holds like Rameya, that shesi is mitame miyad after the tviya, and Rameya lets posa faschach right away. That's Rashi in one lishna learns like that. So Rashi, kaman omer sumchas lahokir Rameya, doma mitame miyad shenitva. Lishnachina, kaman omer abaya, lohamilse dahi chutz mi pishtin, pishtin dafka komar, afkavdala beged, That's afilu unin b'mashma. So unin b'tam b'negoyim. That's like whom? That's like a Yehuda. The Yehuda shita is that hashesi mishi yishal shleva ora miyad v'unin mishi yislabnu. So that's the two shittas. But the point is, Reb Shimon and Loz and Sumchas both hold that Pishtin is metame b'negoyim and it's posel l'schach. We'll stop it by the Mishnah towards the bottom of Chozayin on the base.